From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is expected to use his State of the Union address tonight to reassure Americans worried about the nation's future, pointing to the progress he says has been made during his time in office. NPR's Craig Windham reports the White House is promising the address will be non-traditional and optimistic.
Matthew Dalek, assistant professor of political management at the George Washington University, says the speech will not include a long list of legislative goals because Obama has only a year left in the White House.
It becomes less of a congressional to-do list because there's probably very little, at least major legislation. Those are increasingly less likely to happen.
But Dalek says while Obama may stress domestic achievements, he's also likely to focus on foreign policy and fighting terrorism, which polls show to be a major concern of Americans.
The president is going to want to speak to that, and also he sees his foreign policy legacy as really vital.
The State of the Union address begins at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State John Kerry has called Iran's foreign minister to encourage the release of nearly a dozen U.S. sailors, one man and one woman, and two vessels that ended up in Iranian custody. The vessels will reportedly be allowed to promptly continue their journey. There are reports one of the vessels suffered some kind of mechanical problem and drifted into Iranian waters in the Persian Gulf. Two small boats were en route from Kuwait to Bahrain when the incident occurred. Bahrain is home to the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet. Oil dropped briefly below $30 a barrel in intraday trading today. The glut of oil has pushed prices down rapidly over the past month, as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
This is the first time oil has dipped below $30 a barrel in more than a dozen years. Oil-producing countries, including Saudi Arabia, Iraq, and Canada, continue to produce in spite of over a year and a half of falling oil prices, including a dramatic drop in the last month. The continued slide is putting economic pressure on those oil-producing countries and testing the ability of energy companies to withstand the continued pressure from oversupply. At the same time, there is concern about global economic slowdown, which would further dampen demand. That is affecting currency and stock and bond markets around the world. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
The government's monthly job opening survey, known as JOLTS, has been showing continued signs of improvement. The Labor Department says employers advertised slightly more jobs in November, with overall hiring edging up as more Americans quit their jobs. That's often viewed as a positive since it means workers are more confident of being able to find another position. Government says that overall job postings were up 1.5% to a seasonally adjusted 5.4 million. Falling energy shares continue to worry Wall Street. Stocks moved lower before closing up sharply at the end of the session. The Dow gained 117 points to 16,516. The Nasdaq was up 47 points today. The S&P 500 gained 15 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Volunteers and police are going door to door in Flint, Michigan, where they are distributing bottled water filters and lead testing kits to residents. State troopers and deputies are escorting teams which hope to be able to get to 500 to 600 houses a day. Flint has about 99,000 residents and an estimated 30,000 households. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder last week declared an emergency because of elevated lead levels in drinking water there. The owner of Philadelphia's two daily newspapers is giving them away to a new nonprofit media institute. Member station WHYY, Dave Davies reports.
The Philadelphia Inquirer and Daily News have faced financial problems for years, most recently laying off dozens of employees. Terry Egger, publisher of both papers, says the problem's familiar to every newspaper in the Internet age.
More people read our content today than ever have. We're just not getting paid for it.
So the owner, wealthy philanthropist H.F. Jerry Lenfest, has decided to donate the company that owns the papers and their website to the newly created Institute for Journalism in New Media. The nonprofit can take foundation grants to support reporting at the papers. Lenfest donated $20 million to get the institute underway. He says nothing will change for readers, and union contracts with company employees remain in effect. For NPR News, I'm Dave Davies in Philadelphia.
New Jersey could become the second state in the nation to raise the legal smoking age to 21. The state legislature there passing a bill that would fine retailers if they sell cigarettes or other tobacco products, including e-cigarettes, to young people. Still not clear as whether Governor Chris Christie will sign the measure into law. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.